Okay, this is my presentation regarding reverse DNS lookup failure feature occurs last year. This is the presentation which I am going to present in DNSSEC, which is held tomorrow. Okay, so you can come to DNSSEC as well. Today, I will briefly mention about this trouble because this is the this occurred under the NIL management zone. So, trouble overview. This trouble occurred in 2005, October 23. The trouble detail is like this: reverse DNS lookups failure to part of JP and KRL networks and ERX ranges from the APNIC region maintained in airing reverse DNS zones. JPNIC had 216 class Bs. This is our affected zone. And in addition to this, part of Keronic zone and APNIC ERX range, so this is very large affected zone. Mm-hmm. And cause of failure of this cause of failure is reported in APNIC's APNIC website and also mailing list, which is like this: the security update on Saturday, October 22nd by APNIC, caused some errors in APNIC shared zone reverse delegation data. This resulted in some reverse DNS records accidentally being undelegated. So, what is the impact of a reverse DNS lookup failure? One of those is denial of connection. There was a report to JPNIC that network access control, which is TCP wrapper, specified by a domain, rejected valid connections. Example of the setting would be like this, .example.jp. And some emails message could not be relayed because some mail servers is requesting reverse DNS lookup to decide whether this is the spam or not. Like this, like that. But basically, impact varies depending on the application settings by server manager. But reverse DNS lookup is still critical as forward DNS lookup for ISPs because it could cause their service interruption. So we can say reverse DNS lookup is a very critical infrastructure. So we have some opinion or comment from JP communities. Like, initial trouble report was too late. ISPs, basically ISPs need immediate report as soon as the problem was detected because they have to announce that there is a problem in internet networks to notify their customers, and they need official information, not in official information such as rumor or something. So according to our record, on October 23rd, one of our network operator emailed to Janak mailing list for this trouble. And actually, the same day on 10 p.m., the problem was fixed. But the first report by JPNIC was made on the next day, 24th. And the first report by APNIC was made 5 days later. So this caused some trouble to our members. The second comment from our community was when DNS infrastructure is in trouble, telephone or fax contact may be more appropriate than web or emails, because if DNS failure, you may not be able to access the web or cannot retrieve emails. So some people say 24/7 emergency contact to LIRs was necessary. So here are the issues. We should recognize again that RIR and NIR is responsible for reverse DNS zone management, and this is a very important service to the community. And we should consider how to detect such a problem and how to notify this problem to the communities. And we should consider RIR and NIR cooperation, and we should need some escalation procedure between RIR and NIR. Improvements regarding this issue was already made by NIR and RIRs. Automated alert script implemented both APNIC and JPNIC, so both APNIC and JPNIC can notice if any reverse DNS failure occurred. And escalation procedure between APNIC and JPNIC was already defined, so JPNIC can contact APNIC technical staff 24/7. And APNIC increased the visibility of service out status, and APNIC changed the scheduled maintenance window to weekdays, avoiding weekend. Actually, this trouble occurred in weekend, so we are in trouble to contact to APNIC immediately. So that's all for now. And in DNS SIG, you can see Sanjaya's presentation regarding this improvements from APNIC side. So I would recommend to come to DNS SIG to hear that presentation from Sanjaya. Thank you.
Any questions or comments about this presentation?
No? Yeah. May we hear from Terry talk about this? Thanks.
Sure. I'm Terry from APNIC. I'd like to firstly thank Toshi for a very well-balanced report of the issue that occurred. And as Toshi did say, there will be a presentation tomorrow in the DNS SIG to cover the improvements that we are putting in place for the DNS generation system. We've been looking at the DNS generation system at APNIC for, in fact, a very long time. It's a complex world, and we've had some impositions put on the APNIC from not only the membership from the NIRs, but also from inter-RIR coordination that has made the system complex, in fact, more complex to what it should be. And as you could well understand, everybody wants an ability to manage the DNS. And when everyone wants to manage something, everyone has access to it and different entry points and different exit points. So I think the most I can say at this point in time is come along to the DNS SIG tomorrow, take a look at what the roadmap for DNS generation will be, and raise any questions and concerns there.
Thank you, Terry. Do have any other NIRs face this kind of situation? Not necessarily regarding DNS, but like, you know, regarding who is, or I don't know, something related to your services, and you had complaints from your members and or something like that? No?
Hi, Paul again. I'd just like to mention that while we've had at APNIC we've had operational on-call staff for many years now, we had omitted or not seen the need to share the contact details with NIRs. Obviously, I think as we'd all understand, to make those details completely public is not going to be welcomed by the individuals who are on call. But given our close working relationship with the NIRs, I'm committed to make sure that you can contact, if you need to, urgently contact APNIC technical on-call staff for any purpose at all, that you should be able to do that any time. And so that's certainly the intention. I leave it to you to judge how urgent it needs to be to wake someone up in the middle of the night, for instance. But I think we need to make that open to you so that you can get help if you need it from APNIC at any time of the day or night. So those measures, like moving the maintenance window into the week, so that we don't have the sort of possibility of or the increased possibility of some unforeseen after effect. There are a number of measures that we've taken like that, but one that's critical is just the on-call number, and you should all be aware that that you've got access to that number, and if you don't, then please get in touch with myself or Sanjay, and we'll make sure that you've got the details you need. Thanks.
I can remember from something, I don't know, other than JPNIC. I observed the discussion within the JANOC when that trouble occurred. And then I had several input from the network engineer in ISPs in Japan. And for me, it was not so clear that the reverse DNS service is just, you know, so very important. But I could say, for example, oh, that's internet. Internet may sometimes broken, for example. But from the input of the, from input from the ISP engineer was the a bit different. ISPs has the customers, and the customers sometimes runs the critical application over the internet. For example, the VPN access. And the transaction of the trade, for example. So generally speaking, the well-known application is tougher than the specific application. For example, the mail system, web, that kind of very well-known application is okay. But you know, the special application like some kind of transaction. Kind of thing that's quite, you know, just developed for that for that purpose. In that case, that if there is not so tolerant for the trouble, then if the reverse DNS system failed, then their very critical application will stop for the time being. So that is really, really critical, and that problem will be claimed to the ISPs, and also possibly being demanded some kind of the compensation from the customer to the ISPs. So I found that this service is quite important for the sense. So I think that the most important thing is the setting the SLA. To the customer of us, which are the ISPs and the LIRs, and then the guarantee that SLA, a service level. So that kind of activity is now under we are trying to establish that kind of the systems within the JPNIC, and also we continuously ask APNIC for the assistance. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Maimon-san.